This is Director Chris Rodriguez of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and I want to welcome you to Season 2 of Intelligence Unclassified. This season, we are refocusing our episodes to better reflect NJOHSP's three core mission areas: counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. We'll be pulling both local and national experts in all these fields in an effort to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and to offer you a unique perspective on current homeland security trends and issues. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, www.njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Hi, I'm Rosemary Martirana, Director of Intelligence here at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and today I'm talking with Kristen McCormick, one of our senior intelligence analysts, about anarchist groups. Kristen, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Rosemary.
So let's talk a little bit about anarchist extremist activity specifically. And we outlined some of this activity in our recent 2017 annual threat assessment. So first, can you tell me a little bit about what anarchist extremists believe and how they their ideologies differ, per se?
Absolutely. So here at NJHSP, we define anarchism as the belief that society should exist absent of oppressive governments, laws, police, or really any other authority. So anarchist extremists really advocate the violence and furtherance of different sub-movements. So some of these sub-movements might include anti-racism, so white supremacist extremists, or anti-capitalism and anti-globalism, so being against things like gentrification and globalization. And also we see them sometimes blend alongside environmental extremism, as we'll talk about later on. So over the past year, we've seen anarchists that are mostly subscribing to the anti-fascist and anti-capitalist sub-movements, while some are sharing some of these sub-movement ideologies throughout.
So how are anarchist extremists organized nationally, and what types of activities have they been involved in?
So largely, U.S. anarchist extremists really lack a central leadership. So don't really think of it as like a national central leadership that comes down in a set organizational structure. They're largely disorganized nationwide, but they do have the ability to organize in smaller sets or in regional groups and maybe even cells. So this limits their overall activity to low-level and unsophisticated attacks, if as you would perceive it nationally. However, they have proven over the past year their ability to mobilize in regions or for specific events. So these extremists utilize social media for recruitment, and pro-anarchist websites really discuss these after-action and these events, as well as nationwide events or things that they'll latch on to. They will also latch on to certain hashtags, such as DisruptJ20. That was used during the 2017 presidential inauguration, in which 231 people were arrested in D.C. for rioting, smashing windows of businesses, and setting a limousine on fire. So over the past year, we've seen two major sub-movements really take hold, like I said, anti-fascism and anti-capitalism. Anarchists that consider themselves to be anti-fascists are largely focused on being anti-law enforcement, obviously anti-police and government, and then also anti-race-based groups. So they specifically are against white supremacist organizations or white supremacist extremists. In 2016, we saw anarchist extremists carry out two attacks during counter-protests against white supremacists in California, with individuals being stabbed during the incidents on both sides. Now, on the other hand, out of solidarity for protests against pipeline destruction, remember we were talking about how they can kind of latch on to the environmental extremism movement. Anarchist extremists that have subscribed to anti-capitalist sub-movement have acted in coordination with them. Specifically in North Dakota, during the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, they acted with environmental extremists to cause more than $2 million in damages to construction equipment. And this was in November 2016. In addition, nationwide, they've also taken part in human blockades that have disrupted transport operations and freight yards in at least two other states. Now, while anarchists oppose white supremacists or anti-fascists are likely to carry out violence against persons at things like counter-protests, anarchists that are blended between sub-movements associated with anarchism or those like we were just talking about that are anti-capitalists are more likely to carry out attacks against property. So that's largely how they're organized nationally and the type of activities that they've been carrying out in the past year.
All right, so let's hone in a little bit. What is the threat to New Jersey by these individuals? And more specifically, have we seen any of this activity in New Jersey or the tri-state region?
So the threat to New Jersey by anarchist extremists is moderate, according to our 2017 terrorism threat assessment. Although there hasn't been an arrest of an anarchist extremist in New Jersey since 2012, there are individuals that may subscribe to this ideology that might be attending events in our region, or maybe they've otherwise gone undetected by law enforcement in the past year or two. So bordering states such as Pennsylvania and New York have had reports of anarchist activity or small groups that are operating, but in the past year, this activity has been relatively peaceful and law-abiding, unlike the national events that we discussed. During the inauguration protests, there were several individuals arrested from Pennsylvania and New York, but as far as I've seen, I don't have any known arrests of individuals that were residing here in New Jersey.
So do we expect these activities to continue nationwide, or what types of events might mobilize them, anarchist extremists, into committing violence such as property destruction and things of that nature?
So these extremists are likely to increase their visibility during counter-protests of white supremacists, especially on the west coast of the United States, where they've had a lot more attacks that we've seen over the past year, as well as more violent activity. Over the past month, anarchist extremists have engaged in violence with white supremacists specifically at several universities in which a news editor has either attempted to or has successfully drawn support during speeches that have been directed at those affiliated with the white nationalist movement. So specifically, on January 20th, the same day as the inauguration, during a counter-protest at the University of Washington, an anarchist extremist was shot by an individual that was attempting to attend this speech. And again, on February 1st, anarchist extremists successfully blocked this news editor from carrying out this speech by setting fires, smashing windows, and storming buildings on campus. So anarchist extremists are advantageously recruiting during the current civil unrest and the current political environment. So these actions are likely to continue nationwide, and I don't anticipate anarchist extremists slowing down in their current environment.
Great. Kristen, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
And for more information on anarchist extremists, please visit our website at njhomelandsecurity.gov or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at NJOHSP or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.